I hate the word neutral. It sounds like a fixed cat, which is unfortunate since, as a mediator, I'm considered a third-party neutral. My job is to help people settle their differences. I can make no decisions, express no opinions, or even mention the law. And yet, if I ever refer to myself as a neutral, it is only because it's the myth people expect. Nobody is truly neutral about anything, not even what breakfast cereal you put in your mouth, not even when you say you have no opinion. You have none because that's who you are. So it was with interest that I listened to the Sotomayor hearings until I got bored by the committee's hypocrisy. Would they expect clerics to be saints, doctors to treat people for nothing? There wasn't anyone questioning Ms. Sotomayor's neutrality who didn't have their own agenda. Of course, they weren't judges or mediators. They have constituencies whose opinions they may even represent. I believe Ms. Sotomayor erred, not in stating the truth that who someone is will influence how they interpret a law, but in appearing to value one person's background over another's. The Constitution is very carefully worded. It leaves the particular application of accepted principles to the living, and that's why it is still with us. If one error were the same as another, it wouldn't need amending. We wouldn't need judges. We wouldn't need mediators. You could enter the issue into a computer and get a result, and I'd be out of work. Fortunately for me, ask any two people about anything, and it's likely you'll get an argument. Mainly because life experiences are so different. Mediators are people. They may be relatively unbiased, but you have two different mediators, you get two different mediations. Do you think I sit there listening to parties give absolutely contradictory accounts of a factual situation with a completely open mind? I listen from who I am, and I listen to people express themselves from who they are. Who I am is as neutral as I can be. Unreasonable expectations cause unnecessary problems. To expect anyone to be utterly neutral is utterly unreasonable. With my own perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.